back, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn, joined by my guest host this hour, Tom Paulswitz. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got great guests coming up for you all show today, so you're going to want to keep it locked. But Tom, I wanted to get back to Trump's interview before the Chicago Economic Forum on Tuesday. I'm going to play a number of sounds that I curated for both you and our listeners this afternoon.
Awesome.
Because together, I will let them speak for themselves. Aaron, we're going to start with cut A. Let's take a quick listen.
And the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, which is a bipartisan outfit, put out some predictions the other day. If you add up all the promises you've made and your plans would add $7.5 trillion to the debt.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than twice the total for Vice President Harris. You're on course to push up debt up to 150% of GDP. You know, this is a very business-like audience.
Yeah.
Why should they trust you with that?
Because we're about growth. She's got no growth whatsoever, and we're all about growth. We're going to bring companies back to our country. You look at even today, as I was driving over, I see these empty, old, beautiful, like steel mills and factories that are empty and falling down. Some have been converted to senior citizens' homes, but that's not going to do the trick. And we're going to bring the companies back. We're going to lower taxes still further for companies that are going to make their product in the USA.
Okay, keep that line in mind because we're going to come back to that. Aaron, cut C.
I told them, and I said it publicly, they're not going to sell one car into the United States. I said, if I run this country, if I'm going to be president of this country, I'm going to put a 100, 200, 2,000% tariff. They're not going to sell one car into the United States because we're not going to destroy our country. Because I know you're an anti-tariff guy, but I'm the exact opposite. There was no other way I could have stopped them other than, what am I going to do, negotiate with Mexico or China? You're not going to get anything from that. I said I'm going to put a 100, 200, or 300. I'm going to put the highest tariff in history, meaning I'm going to stop them from ever selling a car into the United States.
Wow. The great negotiator says, what am I going to do? Negotiate with Mexico or China? Cut O, as in this guy is out of control. Cut O.
Maybe we can change the subject to technology, seeing you wouldn't answer about the Federal Reserve. The U.S. Justice Department is thinking about breaking up Alphabet, as Google likes to be known now. Should Google be broken up?
I just haven't gotten over something the Justice Department did yesterday, where Virginia cleaned up its voter rolls and got rid of thousands and thousands of bad votes, and the Justice Department sued them that they should be allowed to put those bad votes and illegal votes back in and let the people vote. So I haven't gotten over that. A lot of people have seen that. They can't even believe it.
The question is about Google, President Trump.
Right. Does someone need to turn the miracle ear up and now cut you as an under?
When you put the tariffs on China, much smaller than you're planning to do at the moment, when you put them on, Apple came, you negotiated a difference for them.
I did.
That's much harder for small business people. Isn't the problem with the way that you do these kind of deals? You're bound to deal with the big companies. It's the small companies who get hit by all these different things and can't find exceptions.
Oh, we have exceptions. No, we had an exception rule. I gave Apple an exception. Tim Cook is a great business.
Apple is not a small company. And
no.
Please
no,
don't
but,
give
but
it
he,
to Cook.
But here's what
the
happened.
The question is about small business.
Yes, but I
what
would make...
What would you do for them?
No, but we have a very talented group of people. Bob Lighthizer did a very good job. We had great people. We had central casting. These are great, and a large group of people. We made exceptions. In the case of Apple, they need an exception. You know why? Because of Samsung.
And he goes on to talk about Apple. So I just want to summarize this. He was asked about his overarching economic policy and its impacts on the deficit and debt, specifically with reference to first tariffs, then small business people, also the labor market, With respect to immigration, he was asked about the Fed. He was asked a number of very clear, specific questions. He legit answered not a single one of them. And by the way, that first cut that ended with we're going to cut taxes for companies that are going to make their product in the USA. Donald Trump adopted a 0% foreign income tax rate for companies that situs their corporations in foreign countries. 0%. No, the guy incentivized businesses to leave this country. He did that. What do you make of all this together, Tom?
I think the biggest thing is one of the things he did was he mixed up Google with Googling because he Googled the Virginia case. And he didn't talk about, I don't understand that. But what it really comes down to is most people are bad at math. And you would think somebody like Donald Trump, you know, just because you cut taxes and increase the size of the economy doesn't mean you're going to bring enough money into the Fed in order to cover the payments that we have to make. It's simple math. And his feet are never held to the fire to actually do the math to say, here's how it's going to work. The magic is going to be that $7.5 trillion is somehow going to get covered with growth. And if you do the math, it would probably take, I haven't gone back and done it in a while, but it's probably going to take the economy doubling just to cover that amount if you lower taxes at the same time, which is frankly impossible.
It's impossible. And that's the underlying fallacy. The math doesn't math. It's all fiction. And what it would require is massive cutting of the federal budget, which yes. Eric Hovde and everyone else from the MAGA right says is going to come out of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, housing, infrastructure, and all the things that the middle class and small businesses need.
But Maggie, what they don't say is they're going to, you know, when they say they're going to get rid of Social Security, they don't say they're going to cut Social Security taxes.
Right.
And how do you collect Social Security taxes and then not pay out on Social Security? I don't understand.
Well, maybe the way to make Social Security work is to actually levy taxes on dollars earned above $140,000 a year, because those people are going to rely less on Social Security. Never mind.
Yeah.
We're actually trying to do math. Goodness my. Right. That's Tom Paulswitz, my special guest host. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by Joe Fox with Tom. She's from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. We're going to talk about the youth vote. Keep it locked. Great here on the Maggie Dawn Show. On the Civic Media Radio Network.